Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Zayin, 8 lines from the top of Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph, and our Mishnah Daf Mem Hei and Aleph, the Mishnah taught us, Hanochma Ivdim Zaharim Vesagvois, Hei Mutarin Umashalein Asurin, Shenem Alei Sachman Kesav Vizov Alein, and Rabbi Yisrael Glivli Aimea, as the Pasuk states, Eloheim Alaharim, Veloy Aharim Aleheim, Eloheim Alagvois, Veloy Agvois Aleheim, and our Mishnah taught us that even if someone worships a mountain or a hill as an Avodah Zarah, they don't become Asubana, and as Rashi explains, the Mechubalei Mitzar, and the Mishnah was then bothered that if this is true, then why would it be that Asheri is Asar? And the Mishnah stated, Mepnei Sheyesh Batvisidei Adam, V'chol Sheyesh Batvisidei Adam is Asar. And the Gemara asked that what is the nafkamina between Rabbi Yisrael Glivli and the Tanna Kamma? And the Gemara explained that certainly both the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yisrael Glivli agree that if there was a tree that was originally planted as an Avodah Zarah, then certainly it would be Asar Ba'na. However, the Chaylik in a case where it was an Idlan, Shenatai V'lebseif Adai, that originally the tree wasn't planted for Avodah Zarah, and then they served it as Avodah Zarah, and the Tanna Kamma would hold that Idlan Shenatayiv L'Bseif Avdai is Mutar, and Rabbi Yisrael Glivli held that the tree would be Asar Ba'na, and the Gemara then stated, V'af Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Savar, Idlan Shenatayiv L'Bseif Avdai is Asar. And let's also keep in mind that we saw two questions of Rami Bachama, and the first one was at the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Mem Aleph, where Rami Bachama stated that although we stated that a har would be Mutar Ba'na, but by Rami Bachama, Hamshtachav L'har Avonah Ba'na Mizbeach, even if we've been mutter ba'na for a hedyet, but would it still be also to use these stones for the mizbeach and for hegdish? And as the Gemara explained at the top of Mem Vav Mem Beis, that really Rami Bachama had two shaylos. Number one, he had a question: Yesh never been mechuba itzel gavaya, or ain't never been mechuba itzel gavaya. And in Tim Salemi, Yesh never been mechuba itzel gavaya. The machshir kabbik kabbadami oylai. And aside for a shaylah, benegias something that was used for avodah zarah, if it could be used for hegdish or not. So Rami Bachama asked another shaylah at the bottom of that Mem and since it was only the wheat that was nevad and the flour wasn't nevad, so the Gemara had a shaylo yeshinu benevad or ein shinu benevad. Our Gemara now continues, and as Rashi points out, that our Gemara is going on the tzad that yesh never be mechuba itzel gavoya, that although something that is mechuba lekaka is mutter ba'na for a hedyet, however it would still be usa to use that item for hegdish. And our Gemara now begins that by Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish had a shaylo in a middle scenario, and his shaila was hamishtach v'lodekalu lavoi ma'ol mitzvah, that if someone bows down to a palm tree, would one be able to use any of these palm branches as the lulav for the mitzvah of lulav on Sukkos? And as Rashi states, lulavu ma'ol mitzvah imtim salami yesh never mechuba itzel gavaya, even if we will say that it's also to use this palm branch or to use any item that's mechuba l'kaka for hegdish, or maybe that's a special din and a chumra b'degei hegdish, and maybe it would not apply to a mitzvah, and the din of a mitzvah would be like the din of a hedyet, and it would be mutter ba'na. And the Gemara explains, "Be'ilon shenatayu mitchilu l'kach loyti bo'ilucha da'afilu hedyet nami asar." That certainly Reish Lakish did not have the shayla b'negiya tree that was initially planted as an avodah zarah. And as we learned previously, that the Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Yisrael Glivli, as well as Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, all agree that if someone initially planted a tree l'shem avodah zarah, then it will be asar ba'na even for hedyet, and certainly you'd not be able to use it for your mitzvah. And kiti bo'ilucha be'ilon shenatayu v'lebaseif avdai, and the shayla Reish Lakish is specifically in a case where the tree wasn't initially planted l'shem avodah zarah, and then they decided to serve it as avodah zarah. Once again, and certainly according to Rabbi Yisrael Glivli, as well as according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, in Reish Lakish would have a shayla, certainly it would even be asa for a hedit to have ana from the palm tree and from these lulavim. And the only time Reish Lakish had the shayla is only according to Rabbanon, who hold in the case of ilun shem tayv l'b'seif of would be mutter for a hadid, and in your mitzvah ma'i, and therefore Reish Lakish has a shayla that would you be able to use this for a mitzvah or not? And as the Gemara explains, that although we're going according to the tzad, that yesh never be mechuba itzel gavaya, and it'll be also to use it for hegdish, but our shayla is as to what halacha would be b'negei using this for a mitzvah, and would it be considered mayis b'negei a mitzvah, or would it not be considered mayis b'negei a mitzvah? And the pashas, when our Gemara states klape gavaya, just means when using it for a kadosh baruch hu, and it doesn't refer to hegdish at all. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel states mitzvah kil gavoya dami upasal eloi, and he explained this gufo the Gemara's question that do we compare mitzvah to the din of hegdish or not? And that is what the Gemara means when it states mi mois klape gavoya eloi ayin sham. And our Gemara now continues ki asir Rav Dimi amru, that when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained that certainly in a case where a tree would be mutaba na for hedit, then certainly Reish Lakish would not have a shaylah, and certainly he would hold that it can be used for a mitzvah. and it's not Mois Ligavoya. And therefore, he explains that Reish Lakish's question was specifically in the scenario where there was a dekel that was also Badna, even for a Hedit. And for example, if originally the palm tree was planted as an Avodah Zarah, we all agree that would be also Badna, even for a Hedit. And in addition, according to Rabbi Yisrael Behuda and Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, in a scenario where a tree was planted Shalei L'Shem Avodah Zarah, was then Nevad for Avodah Zarah, which would also be also Badna for a Hedit, and therefore certainly also to use for a mitzvah. And the question Reish Lakish was, Basher Shabitl Kamei Bailei, if a goy was Mevatel this Asherah, and therefore this palm tree is no longer also Badna, would we now say that you could use this lulav for a mitzvah? And as he explains, Yishtichu Eitzel Mitzvahs, or Eindichu Eitzel Mitzvahs, would we say that since at one point this lulav was Dachoy, and it couldn't be used for a mitzvah, therefore it could never be used for a mitzvah? Or would we say that although at one point it was also to use this lulav as a lulav for a mitzvah, but the mice at this point is now mutar, and therefore it would be no problem to use this for a mitzvah? And the Pashas, when our Gemara just mentioned Ashira Shabitla, we're talking about an Ashira that belonged to a guy, and then the guy damaged it in some way, and therefore he was mevatel it, and is no longer considered Avodah Zarah. However, Ayin Rashi, Diva Maskal Ashira, where he quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph, which is discussing Ashira of Yisrael, where the Mishnah teaches us, Noitel Masha Hichlev, and the Kamen Boilein, where Reish Lakish's question is, in Ru'u Yishuv LeMitzvah Im Lav, and Ayin Mepharshim that bothered as to why Rashi discusses the case of Ashira of Yisrael, if L'Chair of Pashas, our Gemara is talking about Ashira of a Goy, Ayin Rashi, Yesh Dichu Eitzel Mitzvahs, Mi Avishaycha Teres Dichu BeMitzvahs, the name Ahil Vinitcha Ba'idi Ashira, Yidach HaYilamis, and the Gemara now continues, Tifshalei Midatan, that let us be Pashat to Shaila Reish Lakish, at least according to the way Rav Dimi brought the Shaila from the following Mishnah, Mesechtas Chulin, as the Mishnah teaches us that we know that if someone shechts a chayo or if there's a mitzvah of kisei adam, and the Mishnah tells us kisov in a scala potom el chasais, that once someone does kisei adam, so even if afterwards the dirt gets removed and the blood is now revealed, so the person is not chayev to once again cover the blood, and you already yoytze your chiv of kisei adam, and the Mishnah continues kisov ruach chayev le chasais. However, if after one did shchita, then there was blood on the ground and he didn't do kisei adam, and now wind came and blew dirt onto the blood and covered over the dam, then he still go to be chayiv to do kisei adam. And an explanation of that Mishnah of Rabbi Bachana and Rabbi Yechron, and Rabbi Bachana explained the name Rabbi Yechron, and loy shonu al shechazav neskala, av loy chazav neskala patam al chasais, even if the wind covered over the blood, then as long as the dam remained covered, and certainly what is not mechuyiv to do kisei adam. And when the Mishnah stated kisei ruach is chayiv al chasais, is only in a scenario where the dam became uncovered, and since a human initially didn't do kisei adam, so there's now a chiyuv to do kisei adam. And the Avinim ba, and the Gemara was bothered, ki chazav neskala may have hoil v'itchi itchi, if while the blood was covered, there is no chiyuv of kisei adam, so the chiyuv at that time, there's a dichui of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah was already pushed off, and if so, why would it be that once it's uncovered, then one would have to cover up this blood? And the Gemara Masechta Chulin teaches us, v'am rapapa zayse meres ein dichui etzel mitzvahs, and rapapa taught us that there is no din of dichui etzel mitzvahs, and based on this memory of rapapa, we should be able to bring a raya to the Shaila Reish Lakish, as although at one point this Asher was Asa Ba'na, well, the Maisa, once this Asher becomes Mutta Ba'na, so it should be Mutta to use the Lulav for a mitzvah, and there shouldn't be Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs. And before we continue, let us just point out that the end result of stating a Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs is very different from the Geir Din of Kisei Adam and from the Geir Din of Avodah Zarah. If we say a Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs from the Geir Kisei Adam, then that creates a Chumrah, as one would now be Chayiv to go and cover up this blood. However, in our Gemara, by stating Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs, that creates a kula that we can use this lulav for a mitzvah. Based on this idea, the Gemara will now explain why the Gemara Maseches Chulin will not be able to be used as a raya to the Shaila of Reish Lakish. And as the Gemara explains, Rav Papa Gufa Yibaylei, although certainly Reish Lakish knew this idea of Rav Papa, but he had a Shaila as to the Pshat and Rav Papa himself, and Reish Lakish Shaila was Mifshe Pshitle Rav Papa De Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs Leishna Lekul Leishna Lechumra. That do we say that was Pashat Rav Papa that we always say Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs, and doesn't make a difference if it would create a chumra or a kula, and even in our case where it creates a kula, we will still say Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs, and therefore one could use this lulav for his mitzvah. And the other tzad of Reish Lakish was Oidilma Svuku Misafkalei Lechumra Aminu Lekula Lo Yaminan, that Rav Papa actually wasn't sure if we say Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs or Yesh Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs, and specifically Benegei Kisei Adam where it creates a chumra. So then Rav Papa stated Ein Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs, and even though the window already covered up this blood, and therefore the mitzvah was dachoy, but since it is sad that ain't dichrei tzel mitzvahs. Therefore, once it's niskala, then there would be a chiyuv for a person to do kisei adam. However, in our case of asheri shebitla, since by stating ain't dichrei tzel mitzvahs, you'll actually create a kula, then we would not use the din of ain't dichrei tzel mitzvahs. And faket, we would say that there's a potential that we hold that yish dichrei tzel mitzvahs, and therefore one would not be able to use this lulav for his mitzvah. And the Gemara ends off teku, and the Gemara is not pashut the shayla. And before we continue, let us keep in mind 2 points. As number one, we were trying to bring a raya to the shayla of Reish Lakish, the way that Rabbi Yechon explained the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin. And l'chayra, how could you bring a raya, as possibly Reish Lakish would learn that Mishnah differently? And Ayin and Mefarshim explained that since Reish Lakish was a Tam Rabbi Yechon, so Mestamli also explained that Mishnah like Rabbi Yechon did. Number two, when our Gemara stated Rapapa Gufa Yibayle as Mishnah Pshitle Rapapa, etc., so Ayin on the side of Gemara and that Goyis Mirabitzal Ranchberg, where he states that Milos Dra Papa Nimchak, and the Menuchta Betzida Besukka Daflam Gimel Malav Enoi, the Chinirim Pirish Rashi Sham, Shapirish Mifshe Pshitle Latana, that the Gemara's point is that it was a Pasha to our Tana of a Mishnah Mesechta Schulin, etc. And as he continues, Mashma Avla Papa Atzmoi Vade Pshita, the Chin Moir Loshin Zay Samaris, and this seems to be clear as our Papa used the Loshin Zay Samaris, and it seems clear that our Papa himself certainly holds that in Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs, Ayin Sham, and our Gemara now continues, Boy Rapapa, the Rapapa is the following Shayla, Hamashtachel Behema, that if someone bows down to Behema, and as we know that just like Kaka doesn't become a Vidizara and doesn't become a Savana, the same would apply to Behema. However, certainly, as we previously mentioned, that if a Behema was served as a Vidizara, that certainly would not be able to be used as a carbon on the Mizbeach. And Rapapa now is, Tzimur Malo Tchilas, that would you be able to use its wool for Tchilas? The Gemara is, Tchilas Tamai, that what type of Tchilas is Rapapa referring to? As e tchilas l'kainim, as if our papa shayla is benegiyah the tchilas that was used for big day kuna, and hainu boyid ramin bachama, then this would be similar to the 2 questions that Ramin bachama previously asked on dapam vav. And as Rashi explains in Dibur Maskal tchilas to kainim, the big day kuna l'tzerach avoda. Number one, v'kamin boylon machshir carbon k carbon damu aloi, and v'intim slim k carbon damu. And if you will say that it's mamish like a carbon, therefore on the tzad that yish never b'mochuba itzel gavoya, then it would certainly be us to use the tzema be'en. However, we still have another shayla, as hechad and shtana kishut zevina yisai yeshinu benevad latir l'gvaya eloi, that since by dying the tzema, there was a shinu that was done to the tzema, so possibly we would hold that yeshinu benevad latir l'gvaya, or maybe we would not hold like that, and therefore this would be dependent on the 2 shaylas of Arim Bachama, and there would be no reason for our papa to ask the shayla. And Agamar continues, v'it chilis l'tzitzis, and if the shayla of our papa was, if you could use the wool of this animal for tchilis for tzitzis, and the shayla was if it's moyis benegeya mitzvah or if it's not moyis benegeya mitzvah, then this would be exactly like the shayla Reish Lakish according to our first version. And as we previously saw, the Reish Lakish is letting you mitzvah mai mi moyis klapi gavaya iloi. And keep in mind that the Gemara can say that our papa is going according to the way Rav Dimi explained the shayla Reish Lakish, because as we already explained, that certainly Rav Dimi hold that was pashat Reish Lakish, that certainly if the tree was mutter ba'na for headed, then it would certainly not be usa to use the lulav for a mitzvah, and therefore once again Rapapa would not have a shayla, as it should be pasha to Rapapa that would be mutter to use this semer. And the Gemara therefore explains that certainly if the shayla of Rapapa was benegei tchilas for kainim or benegei tchilas l'tzitzis, then certainly Rapapa would not have asked this question. And v'haide kaboy leha mishum de'ikim mila achrenaisa, and the reason why Rapapa asked this question is only out of the fact that he was going to ask other questions where he really does have a shayla, and not dependent on the shayla of Rabbi Bachana, and not dependent on the shayla of Reish Lakish. And as the Gemara explains, that initially Rabbi Papa asked Tzimur Malo Tchilas only because he was going to ask the next 3 shaylas. As Rabbi Papa also had a shayla, Karneo Malo Chatzeses, that can you use the horns of an animal that was served as a Avodah Zarah for the Chatzeses that were used for the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash? And similarly, Rabbi Papa had a shayla, Shakel Malo Chalilin, that can you use the forelegs of an animal in order to make flutes that would be used in the Beis HaMikdash for the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash? And similarly, at a shayla b'nei me'al ma'ala pa'iris, that would one be able to use the intestines of an animal that was used for avodah zarah in order to make the strings that were used for the harps in the Beis HaMikdash? And as the Gemara continues to explain, that certainly in these cases Rav Papa had a valid shayla. And let us keep in mind that certainly we know that when bringing an oil satzibah in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a chiyuv to have shira. And in the Masechta Sukkah on Daf Nun Amud Beis, there is a shayla if ikashira is bepeh, or if the chiyuv of shira is not only bepeh, but it's also bekli. Based on this, our Gemara continues to explain explained the Shaila Rav Papa as a Liba Demanda Amma Ekashir Rekli Leiti Beilecha Devadei Aser. It's certainly according to Demanda Amma Mesech the Sukkah, which is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that hold that Ekashir is Bekli, and certainly these Kalim would be used in the Beis Hamikdash for Avodah, and since they were used for Avodah Zarah, then certainly it would be Aser to use these Kalim in the Beis Hamikdash. I am a Mefarshim that explained that the Gemara doesn't mean that certainly would be Aser, and certainly this would be Talui in the Shaila of Rami Bachama, and therefore they explain that the Gemara just means that certainly this can't be the Shaila Rav Papa, as in that case he would be asking the same Shaila of Rami Bachama. Now our Gemara continues, Ki Tabayi Lecha Liba Demanda Amma Ikashir Repair, and the only time that Rav Papa had the Shaila is only according to Demanda Amma the Ikashir Repair. And Rav Papa's question is, Basumi Kolo Ba'almahu Maisinon, that do we say this is just a beautification of the Avodah Beis Hamikdash, and therefore although this animal is served as Avodah Zarah, but one would still be able to use his items for the instruments of the Beis Hamikdash, or would we say that even though Ikashir Repair, well, the Maisa would still not be proper to use these instruments in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Fizeh Rav Papa is coming to be Moisif on the Shaila of Rami Bachama, as even though Rami Bachama is the Shaila, but Negei using the stone of a mountain that was served as Avodah Zarah for an actual Mizbeach, or using the actual flower that was served as Avodah Zarah for the actual Menachos. However, Rav Papa expands his Shaila, and he asks regarding a scenario where someone is using something that is going to be used in the Beis Hamikdash, even though it won't be utilized for the Avodah itself, and the Gemara ends off, Teiku, and the Gemara continues, Bay Rabba, the Rabbi asked the following question, and we know that there was a din of Nisach HaMayim in the Beis Hamikdash, and Nisach HaMayim was performed on all the days of Sukkot, and we also know that if someone serves Avodah Zarah with something that's Mechubal Kaka, then it doesn't become Asa Ba'na, and Rabba, some agrees, Rabba now asks, HaMishtach V'Lamayim, Mei Mamal Nesachim, that if someone bows down or worships a natural flowing spring, that would Allah be regarding its Mayim, and can use its water for Nisach HaMayim. The Gemara continues, Maikam and Bailey, that what is the Shaila of Rabba? Ilema is, if you will explain that the Shaila of Rabba is, Lebayaka Sagid, Oidilma Lemayaka Sagid, that do we say that when someone bows down to a stream of water, he's not actually worshipping the water, and instead he's worshipping his own reflection, and since he didn't actually worship the water, therefore the water would be Mutabana, or do we say that he actually worships the water, and therefore the water would be Asabana? And the Gemara says that this can't be the Shaila of Rabba, as Bitiboyle Sephala Hedyet, as if there would be the Shaila, then why would he have to speak about a case where there was a flowing stream, which is Mechubal Kaka, if you could have the same Shaila, if the water was actually in a Kli, and it was not Mechubal Kaka, and the Shaila would even be stronger, as it wouldn't be a Shaila Ben Gay using this water for Hegdish, and the Shaila would be if you could even use it for a Hedyet, and as Rashi explains, Bitiboyle Mechubal Gvoya, Mechal de Pshitle de Batolish Kai Gavna Sirle Hedyet, Vahabitolish Nami Eklum Bayi, but Lechari would have the same Shaila, Ben Gay a Kli that was Talish, and the Shaila would be if this water was actually worshipped, then it would be Asabana even for Hedyet, and if the water was not being worshipped, and he was only worshipping his own reflection, then the water would not be Asabana at all. And because of this question, so the Gemara explains, La'ilu Lomai Kasagid, certainly Rabbi did not have a Shaila, and certainly he knew that when a person bows down and he worships water, he's actually worshipping the actual water, and if it would have been in the Sefal, then certainly the water would be Asabana even for a Hedyet. And this was the Shaila of Rabba, as the Maya de Kamei Kasagid, the Kamei Kamei Ozdu, the Dilmul, the Dabrina de Maya Kasagid. Now, would we say that even though he worshipped the water, but the Maisa was a flowing river or a flowing stream, and the water that was initially in front of him is no longer here as it flowed downstream, and therefore any new water would still be mutter to use for Nisach HaMayim? Would we say that when someone worships the water of the stream, then they're actually worshipping the current of the stream, and therefore all the water in the stream would be also to use for Nisach HaMayim? And the Gemara continues and asks that even if a person worships the water of a stream that would mean mystery, then why would that water become Asa Ba'na, and why would it be also to use for Nisach HaMayim? But we know that in Adam Isa Davishin and Shaloi and Va'am Rabbeichem Mashum Mayy Tzadok Mayim Shal Rabbim in Asarin, and one can cause the Mayim that belongs to the Rabbim to become Asar. And the Gemara answers Leitzricha to Kanavoy Me'aroi, and Rabbi's question was where a person has a stream that was flowing through his own property and it stayed within his property, and certainly he could asser his own water. Therefore, Rabba had a shayla that lamay de kamoy kasagid v'kamoy kamoy ozdu oidilmal da bruna de may kasagid. And as Rashi points out, that certainly Rabba's only shayla is based on the tzad of Rami Bachama that yesh never be mechuba, and therefore would be asser to use this for hegdish. And ayin and bar and teisis do a maskalay tzuicha de kanavoy me arei. And teisis explains ratzalema ve'inim yoytz mechutzal sadeisav dilu yoytz mechutzal sadeisav and artanya mayin shiyotza betchilu. And we continue with the new Mishnah. And Lucharya, the first case of our Mishnah, will be discussing a scenario where Reuven owned a property and he built a home on his property. And he then subdivided the property and he sold a portion of the property to a guy. And one of the walls of the Jew's house was actually on the guy's property. And the guy then built another three walls. And the Jew and the guy now share the fourth wall. However, this fourth wall is on the guy's property. And as Rashi explains, Vabayis Atzmei Neved, and this house was actually served as Avodah Zarah itself. And therefore, Mishnah teaches us, Misha Yabesi Samach Lavedis Kechavim, or as the Bach is Gurus, Misha Yakaisli Samach Lavedis Kechavim, Vinafal, Asal of Nisai, that if this fourth wall that was shared by the Jew as well as the guy, which was on the guy's property, now falls down, then it will be also for the Jew to rebuild this wall in the same exact spot, as it would turn out that even though Jew wants this wall for his own use, but he's also building for Avodah Zarah, and that would be Asar. And the Mishnah teaches us, Ketzi Yasa, so what should Reuven do? He should move this wall for Amos into his property, and then he could build this wall, and this way there'll be four Amos of space between his wall and Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah continues with the second case, and let us keep in mind that in this case, the Jew and the guy owned the wall together, Bishufis. And for example, if the thickness of the wall was two Amos, so one arm of the wall was built on the property of the Yisrael, and one arm of the wall was built on the property of the guy. The Mishnah teaches us that in this case, where it's Chayish Shalai V'Shalavei Zichavim, that the area of the thickness of the wall was built B'Shutfis, and therefore half of the area belonged to the Jew, and half of the area of the wall belonged to the guy, and we continue on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, Nidim Mechzal Mechza, and as Rashi explains, that in this case, the Jew would only have to move three Amos away from where the original wall was, and the one Amma area of the Mokayim where the Kaisel stood that belonged to the Jew would still be counted into the four Amos, and as Rashi states at the top of the Amid, Nidim Mechzal Mechza, that although the one Amma area that belonged to the guy would not go into the cheshbon of the four Amos, and as we explain, and he would only have to move an additional three Amos into his property when starting to construct his wall. And the Mishnah continues to discuss the materials of the original wall that now fell down. And the Mishnah teaches us, that the stones of the wall, as well as any wood that was used with the wall, and any dirt that was used in order to make that wall, would all be mitame things, just like a sheretz. And as the pasuk in Parshas Ekev states, and Mefarshim explained that certainly if we would know which items belong to the Jew, then certainly that would not be mitame kasheretz. However, we're talking about a case where we're not sure which stones belong to the Jew and which stones belong to the guy, and therefore it's mitame kasheretz. And as Rashi states, afilu chelkoi, and Rashi explains lefisha ein brira, and Rashi says sheretz ein mitame b'masa, that is a kula b'negei sheretz as not mitame b'masa. The Mishnah continues with the chumra, as Rabbi Kiva ime kenida. Rabbi Kiva says not mitame like a sheretz, but it's mitame like a nida. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Yeshaya says, v'timesa matzipui psila kaspecha v'saputos masecha zavecha tizrin k'may dava tzeitay malai, that eventually Klai Yisrael will get rid of the Avodah Zarah, and they will treat it as a nida, and they will throw it out, and they will say to the Avodah Zarah to leave. As Rabbi Kiva explains, ma nida mitame b'masa af Avodah Zichavim mitame b'masa, and the chiddush is that Avodah Zarah would even be mitame b'masa. And as Rashi explains, nida mitame b'masa d'chsiv, as the pasuk says, v'chol anegei b'chol kli ashteishil v'lov, and we see that nida is mitame even a kli that she didn't touch as long as she sat on it. And as we know, that afilu hoya asar kilim zel zeh kulim b'chlal ashteishil v'lov hein, and like the princess in the pea, and the same would be b'negei Avodah Zarah, that if the Avodah Zarah is on top of 10 mattresses, then even the bottom mattress would be tamei. And Rashi states, tizrin k'moy dover b'avodis k'chov mishtoi, as we explain, and Ayin the Bach brings down that although Rashi explains this is talking about a nida that's sitting on top of something, Rashi Misefta Shabbos explains that this refers to a person that carries a nida, that the person will be tamei even if he doesn't touch a nida. And as the Bach brings down, nida metamei masa adam anaisa, the iskush lezav, and as the pasuk states, va'adav bin idasa va'azav azayvai, and we know that zav is metamei masa dechsiv, and as the pasuk states, v'chol anegei b'chol shiyeh tachtav yitma ad ha'orev va'anoisa oisam, and when the pasuk states va'anoisa oisam, so afazav b'mashma oisam, and the mashma isav oisam is even the zav ad kad l'shoyin Rashi v'tzarachion. And before we begin the Gemara, let us see the top tesis on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, as the Mishnah Mishnah stated Avodah Eitzav Afori Mitamim Kasheretz, and Taisus points out Afilu L'Manda Oma In Oydin L'Shvarim, that even according to the Manda Oma that hold that a broken Avodah Zara is not Asa, but Hachem Mayeskinon could go in Shoyisav is Chavim Shel Yisrael, and either we're talking about Avodah Zara that belongs to Yisrael, Oishal V'Chavim V'Shtachvali Yisrael, and therefore Bittul doesn't apply. Will Yishalmi Muki and Yishalmi they explain could go in Shoyishtachvel Cholad Me'Even that they bow down to every single individual Even, and that's why they're all going to be Asa, the Chaim Pirish HaKuntris, Ayin Shom. And our Gemara begins and asks on the Rish of the Mishnah that how could the Rish state, Miksha Yukaisli, Samach Labiz Chom, Menafel, Asal of Nesai, and Ketzad Yasa, Kainis Patech Shalay Dalan Amasubaina, but Vakashavik Revachal Aviz Kechavim, but by doing so, you're actually benefiting the Avid Zara as you're leaving its space, and how could the Mishnah give this Eitza? And the Gemara explains, Amachinu Mesura, the Avli Besakisei, and Amachinina from Sura explains that the Yisrael will make a Besakisei within this four Amma space, and the Gemara asks for Beit Siyusa, that Lemaisa, how could you make a Besakisei in this area? But certainly the people in the base of Edizara will see them going to the bathroom, and that will be Chisern and Sneas, and Rashi is bothered that why can't he build a wall? And Zok Rashi, Vanan Tnan, the Asalubnes Kaisla, have to be no Yubeno Beschavim, the Fisha Beno, love Beschavim, and therefore certainly there is going to be a problem with Sneas, and the Gemara therefore states, the Avale Besakisei de Laila, the Enechanami won't use this Besakisei during the daytime, and he will only use this Besakisei during the nighttime when it's dark. However, the Gemara continues and asks that this teretz also doesn't suffice, as Ba'amamar, as we learned from Mesechtes Brachos, Ezeu Tznua, Nifta B'Laila, B'Mokim Shnifta B'Yayim, that who is considered someone that's a Tznua is someone that goes to the bathroom at night in the same place that he goes to the bathroom during the day, and it's a place that's very private and no one will see him. And the Gemara states, Va'afagad the Kimna B'Chederach, Miut Tznusu Bar Lumevad, and even though the Gemara Mesechtes Brachos we explain that certainly a person doesn't have to go to the bathroom during the nighttime in the same place that he goes to the bathroom during the day, and he doesn't have to distance himself a mil from the area where people live, and he can even go to the bathroom close to his house. And the Gemara explains that the way we should understand this membra is Ezeu Tznua Hanifta B'Laila Kederach Shenifta B'Yayim. As Rashi explained, that he should still go to the bathroom at night in the Derech Tzias, as she Hinifra B'Yusha V'Chashir Shenastu Chacham Tefachu Tufachayim. However, Mikol Mokam Shema Minah to be Nami B'Laila Tzias, that is requirement for Tzias even at night. And certainly if you would go to the bathroom in this area, then that's not considered Tzias even for nighttime, as there is no wall that's blocking you, and the people that are in the house of Avodah Zarah will be able to see you going to the bathroom. And the Gemara brings two terutzim. As number one, in a chenami, you'll make a basic kisei in this area, but the Avodah Leilu Tinoikis, you'll make this bathroom for young children, and there's no problem of Tzias. And the Gemara continues, inami, and if you want, I could tell you another teretz, the Gadolei Behizbi Behingi, although certainly someone will not be able to use this area as a basic kisei, as is a chasar and Tzias, however, by moving his wall four amas away from the property line, that will not leave any revach for Avodah Kichavim, as he will fill this area up with thorn bushes, and this way the Avodah Kichavim will not be able to use this area. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Shloish Shabbatim Hain, that Le'inyan Bittol, there are three categories of houses, and number one, Bayi Shabbatim Mitchil Avodah Kichavim, Mareza Asa, that if someone built a house, and he originally intended that this house should be Avodah Zara, then certainly it would be Asa Ba'ana, and as Rashi explains, that the entire bias was made as Avodah Zara itself, and if this house was built by a goy, then even if it wasn't yet used as Avodah Zarah, it would still be Asa Ba'ana, and the only way that would become Mutar Ba'ana is if the goy would break a part of this house, and that would be considered a bitl of this Avodah Kichavim. And Rashi tells us, Vim Shal Yisraelu Asa Elamis Avon of Eitzav Afarei, but if this house belongs to Yisrael, then the din of bitl would never apply. And the Mishnah continues with the second category, that if someone built a house and the intent was not to use it for Avodah Zarah, and then at a later point he decided to use this house as Avodah Zarah, so so if he then plastered and painted and decorated the walls for Avodah Kichavim as mechadish pictures onto the walls, so even if a goy was not mevatlus Avodah Zarah, but if Yisrael would remove this new plaster and the new pictures, then the original house would be mutar. And Rashi points out, however, as the only thing that was ever asa was the chiddush in this bias. However, Rashi states, and the Gemara will explain that we're referring to a house that was never served and never worshipped. But if Avodah Kichavim would actually bow down and serve this bias, then the entire bias would be asa, and then the then the Ivik Chavim would have to be mevatled. But Mishtach v'lo Yisrael as Tzurei Lamis, and if Yisrael actually worshipped it, then it would be Asal Olam, and Bittul wouldn't help. And finally, the Mishnah discusses a third category as Hichdus L'Teicha v'Ivik Chavim v'Yitzia Reza Muto. That if a Jew or a Goy owns a house which they never intended to worship as Avodah Zarah, but they brought in Avodah Zarah temporarily into this home, then the house would not become us at all. And as Rashi states, V'Sabayis Atzmei L'Niskaven L'Avod V'Leitzol L'Tashmish Avodah Chavim El L'Fisha Hichdus L'Teicha Avodah Chavim. And Ayin Rishayim will explain that although Meduraisa would even be mutter to have enough from this house while the Avodah Zarah is in the house, however Merabban Deu Goyza, that while the Avodah Zarah is in the house, even though it's only there temporarily, that the house would be also Bana. And before we begin the Gemara, let's keep in mind that certainly we have a klal that in Adam Isa Davishin and Shaloi, and the Gemara begins Om Rav Mishtachel the Bayi Shaloi Asrei, that Rav teaches us that if someone worships their own home, then it would become also Bana. And certainly it can't be talking about someone else's home as in Adam Isa Davishin and Shaloi. And the Gemara tells us Alma Kasava Tolishul Besev Chibroi Katolish Dami, that since in Rav's case the house was built from stones, which was Tolish, and then you Mechaber to the ground, and you then worship the home, even though the house is now attached to the ground and should have a din like kako, which doesn't become asa, that even so, this house becomes asbana, and it would seem Rav holds that if something is detached from the ground and then you attach it to the ground, that it can become asbana. And the Gemara now asks a question on Rav, v'anan bonoy tnan, that on Mishnah we learned that the only time that a house becomes asbana is only if it was originally made as Avodah Zarah, but if it wasn't originally made as Avodah Zarah, even though you eventually worshipped it, it would still not be Asabana. And keep in mind that at this point, the Gemara's Havmina is that when our Mishnah stated that Bayeshabana Mitchila Vizchavim Hareza Asa, that the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where this house was eventually worshipped already. The only reason it's Asabana is because it was initially built as a house for Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara answers that certainly Rav could be going like our Mishnah, and the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that Bayeshabana Mitchila Vizchavim is going to be Asabana. That is in the case of Banoi Afa Pishle Yishtachavaloi, that as long as someone built a house and his initial intent was that it should serve as Avodah Zarah, that even if he didn't yet worship this house, it would still be Asabana. And Rav is Mechadish to us, Yishtachva Afa Pishle Banoi, even if at the time that someone built the house, he didn't intend to use it as a base of Avodah Zarah, well, the Maisa, once he actually uses Avodah Zarah and he worships his house, then it will be Asabana. And the Gemara continues and asks that how can you explain that it is Pshat and Rav and Pshat and the Mishnah, as he hachi hani shleisha ba'avu, as if this is the case, then why did our Mishnah say that there are three categories of different houses where it's asav avedis kichavim? If l'chayu there are four categories, as is an additional category of someone that built a house shaloi l'shem avedis zara, and then he served this house, where Rav states that would be asav ba'na. However, the Gemara explains that certainly if our Mishnah was counting the various dinim that are relevant to the house b'negei avedis zara, then certainly you're correct that there are four different categories. However, the entire point of our Mishnah was in order to teach us the dinim of bittul that are relevant to different categories of Avodah Zarah, and b'negei bittul there are only three categories, and as the Gemara says, kivul idun bittul tnan, that since our Mishnah is only discussing the dinim of bittul, so certainly there is no nafkamina between in a case where someone built a house initially for Avodah Zarah, or in a case where he built it shalei l'shem Avodah Zarah, and then he worshipped the house, then in both cases that would be asabana, and the same dinim of bittul would apply, and therefore our Mishnah only counts both of these cases as one category. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and once again our Mishnah would discuss three different categories of Avodah Zarah b'negei bittul, and the Mishnah states shal shavonim heim, that there are three categories of stones b'negei bittul, and number one, even shechasma mitchilu lebimus harezu esura, and if a stone or a piece of marble was hewed out of a mountain and the initial intent was to use it as a platform for Avodah Zarah, and even if one did not serve this platform, and even if they didn't yet place Avodah Zarah on top of this platform, it would still be Asabana. And as Rashi explains, Metchil Labimus, Makam Meshav Avizchavim, Shem Meshav Atzel Molah, Ba'evin Sabimus, Kavizchavim Atzmai, and they used to serve the platform just like the Avodah Zarah itself, and Arezu Asura, Vafidloi Hemelah. And Rashi continues, then therefore, the Dinam of Bittul would be similar to the first category of Bittul by Abayas, and as Rashi states, Vim Avichavim Chatzpah, Tzarech Avichavim Lavatla, Vilchasim Menemaat Ashitivkam, and Vim Yisrael Chatzpah, Lavidle Avodah Chavim, then Asura Lomis, and a din of bittul would not apply. And our Mishnah continues with the second category, Siyad Vikir de Lashem Avodah Chavim, Noitel Mashisayad Vikir Umutaris, that if initially, when they hewed out the stone, they didn't intend to use the stone for Avodah Zarah, and they then decided to worship the stone, and they plastered the stone and decorated for the Avodah Zarah, then in order to be mevatel this Avodah Zarah, all you would have to do is take off the plaster and decorations, and that would suffice. And as Rashi states, Noyter Yisrael, Mashach Chidush Avodah Chavim, V'zeil Ruach Ve'Evan Mutaras, Shalei Nas Avodah Chavim Ela Chidush, as the only thing that becomes Avodah Zarah and becomes Asbana is only the added on parts and the Chidush that you added on to the stone. And finally, the third category is Hemer Avodah Chavim V'Silka Reizu Mutaras, that if initially when they hewed out the stone, they didn't have intent to use it for Avodah Zarah, then even if they temporarily placed Avodah Zarah onto the stone, the platform would not become Asbana. And as Rashi states, Ve'in Tzricha Bitol, however, as we previously explained, B'negei Abayis, that while the Avodah Zarah is on the platform, then certainly Midrabbana on the platform would be Asbana. And our Gemara begins and discusses the second category, as the Mishnah stated, Siyad V'Kayad L'Shem V'Yiz Chavim, Noitel Masha Siyad V'Kayad U'Mutaris, and Amr Rab Ami, V'Husha Siyad V'Kayad B'Gufishal Eben, that the only time that this Eben would become Asbana is only if he actually chiseled images into the actual stone, and then he put plaster on top of it. However, if the plaster as well as the decoration was only on the external of the stone and wasn't actually chiseled into the stone, then it would not be Asbana. And the Gemara asks on Rab Ami, V'adum Yudu Bayis Tanan, but in Maisa it seems that our Mishnah mimics the previous Mishnah, B'negei Abayis, and in the second category of the previous Mishnah, B'negei Abayis, so the Mishnah stated, Tzayid V'kayit L'Aviz Chavim V'chidesh Neitul Masha Chidesh, and certainly a house was previously plastered, and therefore if someone will make images on a house, it must be on an external layer and wasn't actually chiseled into the home. And even so, the Mishnah taught us that would be Asa, and as the Gemara states, to buy Isla Begufehu Misr, and therefore how could Rab Ami explain our Mishnah in this manner? However, the Gemara answers, Bayis Nami Ikabeni Urve, that in the Chinami Rab Ami's din would apply to the previous Mishnah, and the only time that the previous Mishnah stated that would be Asa is only when someone plastered and made decorations between the rows of bricks. And as Rashi states, Bein Levena Levena Machnisai V'Havalei Begufa, and in Chinami the decorations were chiseled into the house itself and wasn't just external. However, the Gemara now is Milay Askin the Shia V'Hadashaya, and L'Chayr, the previous Mishnah just stated that they added plaster and decorations onto the house, and it's mashma that even in a case where the house was completely plastered previously, that this would still be Asar, and in that case certainly it was only done externally and the decorations wasn't chiseled into the actual house. And because of this question, the Gemara explains the words of Rabbi Ami differently, as until now we understood Rabbi Ami stated that the only way that this stone would be Asar is only if the images were actually chiseled into the stone itself. However, the Gemara explains that certainly Rabbi Ami didn't mean that, and certainly even if the images as well as the plaster was only placed onto the stone externally, it would still be Asar Bana. And as the Gemara explains, that the Chiddush of Rabbi Ami was actually stated in regard to Bittul, and Rabbi Ami taught us that certainly in a case where the decorations were only done externally, so if someone removes the decorations, then the stone would no longer be Asubana. But Rabbi Ami teaches us that even if the actual decorations were chiseled into the stone, then as long as you remove those decorations, then it will be Mutabana. And his Chiddush is the Maor Tema Kivin Shasir Vikir Begufishel Eben, Ke Eben Shechasba Metchila Vizkechamim Damir Vetitzakula. One may have thought that since he actually chiseled these decorations directly into the stone, so potentially this stone should have a din, just like a stone that was initially hewed in order to be Avodah Zarah, and his intent was initially to make it into Avodah Zarah, when not only the Makom HaChidush becomes Asbana, but the entire stone would become Asbana. And Kamash Blon, that since the stone was not initially hewn for Avodah Zarah, so even though one chiseled images into the actual stone, and he also placed plaster into the stone itself, that the stone itself doesn't become Asbana, and the only thing that becomes Asbana is the Chiddush and the additional plaster and the additional images that were placed onto the stone. And once you get rid of those images, then the original stone would be Mutabana. And Ayin Rashi, that the Havmina Gemara is Betissa Kula, Betiboya Evichavim Vatla, Oyim Hoysa Shayisol to Esau Elamis, and Kamash Blond, Lechayel Shamavis Chavim, Ela Chiddush. And keep in mind that when we explain the Lashon Bimus, we explain based on Rashi that it refers to a platform that was used for Avodah Zarah, and Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, Pirish Bimus is Bama, he Matseva Shel Evan Achas, Harezu Asur Oilam. And also, let's go back to Daf Mem Zayin Man Aleph, where Shlokesh had a Shaila, Mishtachel Dekel Ulova, Ma'al Mitzvah, and the Gemara explained the Shaila, Mimo is Klapi Gavoy Oiloi, and Ayin Tezus points out, Reish Lokesh Isli Shapit Rava, the Reish Lokesh could hold like the Shita of Rava, who taught us in Mesech the Sukkah, that Lul Shavit Chavin Lo Yitel, and Vim Notel Yats, Chatza, and even so, Rish Lakish could have a Shaila, as the Hasa Mari Koydin Bittol, who would the Yavid Yotza, the Mitzvah Slavla had instant new, and Rav is discussing a Dindra Bonon, Aval Hacha Mari Acha Bittol, who boy me Moise Chatchila Eloi, and Rish Lakish is asking that potentially the Din of Rav would not apply, and even Chatchila you'd be able to use this as a Mitzvah, and I and other Rishonim explain that in the Chanami Rish Lakish argues on Rav, I and Shum, and we will stop over here.